on the unfinished business. The missing balloonist Tom Jack thinks his sister now have offered $10,000 reward for information leading to his safe recovery.
My goodness, it's little wonder airlines been flying backwards. Financially, the FBI has arrested 16 for the theft of 7,000 airline tickets. They were sold at discounts to customers in 3 states, tickets valued at more than $2 million. Supporters of Premier Golda Meir in Israel are still convinced that she can overcome party bickering and extend her 5 years of leadership. The Labor Party's General Secretary expressed confidence this morning. That's significant, so he's convinced that what he calls the era of Golda has not.
Prime Minister in...
Your order, though he does not have a working majority in common in his favor, is the fact that the British people, weary of confrontation, are eager for amelioration. But on the left are some militant leaders of striking coal miners who may or may not cooperate. Our State Secretary Kissinger in Syria was the target of an assassin. But because Kissinger's talk with Assad ran overtime and his schedule had to be changed, the assassin's time came. Yes, sir. Kissinger is now home, safe, and... smiling. This next is not official, but those around him believe that the Arabs are going to resume oil production at pre-October levels, and that the Arabs will lift their embargo against the United States in about 1 week. And mostly on that expectation, the stock market opened high and moved higher on a wide front this morning. Texas oil importer Paige Ballard says he's already made a deal with Saudi Arabia for 30 million barrels a month for 5 years. He expects delivery to begin within weeks. Treasury Secretary Shultz says oil prices are declining, but no, we will not see 30-cent gasoline again. You know, it takes a lot of political courage to veto a price decrease. But here's why. 3,000 additional drilling rigs are going to be punching holes in the United States, looking for more oil this year. 3,000 additional ones. If the price of oil stays up, so that they can afford more drilling, more gambling. Congress, however well-intentioned, would roll back prices and put a stop to that essential exploration. Fewer Americans are dying in traffic, fewer in January than any January in 10 years. Less travel and slower speed. Special congressional elections today in Ohio and California. Both districts, traditionally Republican, Democrats are seeking a mandate against Watergate. The dean of the GOP, Alf Landon, says it is not Watergate people are voting against in these special elections, so much as fuel shortages and energy crises and the cost of living, inflation, that sort of thing. And he says, Alf Landon says, when November comes, the only pertinent political issue will be whether times are better or not. And he expects they will be. Back to us from within the media, the Bedford, Indiana Times Mail publisher says, the big city newspapers have gone too far in speculating about impeachment. Trial by headline, with unsworn testimony from so-called reliable sources, contradicts the American tradition of presumed innocence. What's new? A bike in a box. Atlanta salesman Rob Chamberlain is proving the premise that the bicycle is clean, cheap, and healthful. He rides it to work. He rides it to and from airport. He stores it or carries it like luggage folded in a suitcase. Chamberlain, Sissy, says he feels and works better since he has been thus physically stimulated. Today's quote worth re-quoting is by Jackson Jimmy Ward. Virus is a Latin word used by doctors, which means your guess is as good as mine. Stage two. No matter what your age, if you're under 65, you have to provide your own hospitalization protection, and the costs of getting well are higher than they've ever been. If you're over 65, there are certain bills which Medicare does not cover. Bankers Life and Casualty Company of Chicago to the rescue of folks any age. Because if you're not yet 65, we will add to your insurance the extra protection you need. You don't disturb your present insurance. Leave that alone. But add to it the extra protection you'd need to pay today's higher medical bills. And at the same time, if you're over 65, Bankers has policies that help pay the bills which Medicare does not cover. Whatever your age, you need to know what's new and available to you in insurance. So at least write for the free Blue Book, which tells all about it. Write to Paul Harvey, Box 6906, Chicago. Postcard's enough. Ask for the free Blue Book. Box 6906, Chicago. The Space Needle. The restaurant on a tower left over from Seattle's World's Fair. 607 feet from the observation deck to where Paul Baker landed yesterday. Paul Baker of Columbus, Ohio, was 29. The Space Needle's first jumper. Fashion-wise, campus fashion of this season is nothing. Nothing. The sap is running, so are the college agers. It's another spring. Such a few months ago, college students were letting off steam with demonstrations, sit-downs, sit-ins, and walkouts. Now this spring, they're focusing attention on themselves by taking their clothes off in public. At least this we won't have to take seriously. There were hundreds of these so-called streakers yesterday in South Carolina and Georgia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Indiana, Illinois. It's a surefire way to get on TV. But this fad may phase out fast. First symptom of that came yesterday at the University of California, Los Angeles campus when a young man ran naked through a lunchtime crowd and was ignored. The Exorcist is not for the young, and it is not for the emotionally unstable. Two Georgetown psychiatrists are writing in American Medical News that at every showing of The Exorcist, an average six men faint and six women vomit. United States Senator Hughes says that he will travel out of his way even to avoid passing a theater that's showing that thing. Of demon possession, Hughes says, quote, "I've been there." Shop talk, I will be absent from this microphone tomorrow only. Hugh Hill will keep you posted. The Salvation Army has invited me to speak in Peoria, Illinois this evening. That's just part of it. Tomorrow in Chicago, we're going to be celebrating John MacArthur's 77th birthday. And I'll fill you in on that Thursday. But it's at the invitation of Brigadier Kennedy of the Salvation Army that I will be going to Peoria for that speaking engagement tonight. Now, we know him well in Chicago. Brigadier Kennedy and his gallant army wife used to be with us here, and someday I intend to recite for you the accomplishments of the army wherever it's under the administration of Brigadier Kennedy. Words like dynamic just don't fit because he is ultimately gracious, but I'll tell you, amidst those soldiers of the cross, Walter Kennedy is an ecclesiastical Georgie Patton. Page 3. To the contrary of today's news from page 3. First, today's classic Snicker sticker. It was seen on the back bumper of a car in Susquehanna, Pennsylvania by Stephen Tucker. The sign says, "Notice, do not read this notice." All right. Shop talk, Edward King Gaylord, publisher of the Daily Oklahoman, since before that state was a state, is 101 today. As the politicians say, Mr. Gaylord, many happy returns. Nothing new in the kidnapping of Patricia Hearst. The family has distributed $500,000 worth of groceries to 50,000 persons, resumes the giveaway today. On the medical front, Dr. Shumway's team of heart surgeons at Stanford has performed heart transplant number 67 there. And the neatest housekeeper in Waverly, Iowa is Mrs. William Prump, though she has been picking up after husband Bill for 60 years today. FBI Director Clarence Kelly says more syndicate bosses are getting arrested and convicted because they, to avoid being robbed by their own hirelings, are becoming directly involved in crime. In 1964, 64 syndicate mobsters were convicted. 64. Last year, 1,114. Closed circuit for Owen Miller of Grantsville, Maryland, Some burglars in London are specializing in stealing the inside of grandfather's clock. Now, how do you figure that? Burglars operating in Surrey and Sussex counties specialize in removing the works from grandfather's clocks, leaving the empty cases behind. I'm sure the craftsmen of the stature of Olin Miller would consider the case the most precious part. This gang has got away with the works of such clocks 20 times in recent weeks. There's a boomlet in antique clocks in Britain. This could relate to that. Those magnetometers, those gadgets at the airport gate, which are supposed to buzz when you or your luggage are carrying a weapon, FAA says 80% of them don't work, and of the 20% which do work, only half of them would detect a small pistol. The head of the LBJ Library in Austin says President Johnson did donate some of his official papers to the government, presumably for a tax write-off, but Harry Middleton says most of the Johnson papers were willed to his library without tax benefit to his heirs. Now, for what it's worth, Department, here's from Spokane, Washington. Police Officer Bob Brown was on the desk when the call came in. The woman said her husband had come home from the tavern, his car a wreck. And he said somebody else did it. He said that he came out of the tavern to discover his car had been ransacked, banged up, seats were all torn, one window was broken, the front end was mashed in, the hood would not open. And she wanted the police to tell her if that's really the way it happened. Officer Brown said all right and hung up. But before Officer Brown could dispatch a Connor, the phone rang again. Same wife. She said, forget it. Please don't send police. She said her husband had come home with the wrong car. Well, Harvey. Good day.